Gary, so you are the new clerk of the course for TT 2012. Can you tell me why this change has come about, first of all?
Well, yes, Amy, thanks for that. Basically, as part of ACU Events Limited's ongoing succession planning, I've been acting as the deputy clerk of the course for the last couple of years, shadowing Eddie Nelson, who, as you know, has been the clerk of the course. And for the long-term future of ACU Events Limited, and for the good of the, you know, the event itself, we put the succession planning in place, and we now thought it appropriate to move me into the appointment of clerk of the course, with Eddie still being very much involved as the safety officer.
Okay, so just for our listeners who don't know, what does being the clerk of the course actually involve?
Well, clerk of the course is you're the senior executive official of the meeting. So far as the TT is concerned, we've now got a body called the race direction, of which the clerk of the course is obviously part of. It's down to me to make various decisions regarding, you know, if practice or the race themselves are delayed because of the weather. But a lot of the decisions nowadays is taken in conjunction with the race direction. And the race direction comprises of the race director, myself as clerk of the course, the deputy clerk of the course, and for next year, Eddie Nelson as the safety officer.
Mr. Nelson was involved in a little bit of controversy this year involving the marshals. Is this any reason for his departure?
What happened this year was unfortunate. There's no doubt about that. What was said on the Thursday night of practice week to the marshals over the Tetra radio system was not helpful to the event at all. We spoke about it in race direction this morning, after which Eddie made a public apology over the radio. We did take it into account, obviously. He can't say things like that, or no official can say things like that over the radio to the marshals. You know, we rely on the marshals very heavily. There are, without the marshals, it would put any meeting into jeopardy, really. So what he did say was taken into account, but it wasn't the be-all and end-all of the decision made.
So is it up to you to now build bridges with the TT Marshals Association?
Oh, absolutely. I think those bridges have gone some way to being built already, to be honest. As I say, Eddie made a public apology on the Friday morning. We've got a very good working relationship with the marshals anyway, so hopefully what has been said on the Thursday night and following the public apology on the Friday morning has now put the matter to rest, and we can all work together as a team for the good and benefit of the event in the future.
Okay, so with you at the helm, if you like, of the TT, are the competitors and the other people involved, are there going to be any big changes that they're going to be seeing?
Not really, no. I mean, the TT is the TT, you know, world-famous event known throughout the whole world of motorcycle sport. We are bringing in one addition to the race team for next year, a guy called Stuart Drummond, who works in ACU Events Limited as the ACU Events Operations Manager. He's coming across next year as the Chief Paddock Marshal, with a view really to policing the Parc Fermé area better, because now that we've opened the pit lane in practice week for the speed limiter practices, there is a bit of congestion, to put it bluntly, in Parc Fermé when we get the solo competitors in there along with the sidecar team. So what we want to do is have somebody in there just to police the whole area a bit better, really.